Okay, my friends, are you ready for another spooky story? This one, it does have some tricks and some treats, though. This story today is for all of you kiddos out there who have had your teacher stay home sick, and you've had a substitute. This story is called Substitute Creature by Chris Gow. Now, do you know what that is, a substitute? Yeah, it was just like I said. If your teacher is not able to teach you, they send someone else in to teach you, right? Now, if you're homeschooled, it doesn't quite work like that. Mommy still is on the clock, or daddy, but or whoever it is that's teaching you. But this particular teacher, he might be some business, I think. He's a little interesting. We'll have to read about it. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and
Dewey.
Are you ready, Dewey? Let's do it. On a windswept day in late October, the students of Ms. Jenkins' class arrived to a surprise at school. "Substitute Teacher Day," announced Peyton. Amanda giggled and scribbled on the chalkboard. Luke performed a circus act. Gavin laughed like a mad scientist. And then, at precisely 8 o'clock, the door of the classroom creaked open. The substitute teacher entered the room.
"Good morning to all. My name's Mr. Creature. Ms. Jenkins has asked me to step in as teacher. She claims that this class has grown quite out of hand, so I'm here to warn you. We're taking a stand. If you're plotting some mischief, please don't even try. In the back of my head, you'll find more than one eye."
Whoa. So, first, let's describe what this creature, Mr. Creature, looks like. Well, first of all, what color is he?
Read what it says down there.
He's green. Yes, we'll read that. But I want to describe for our friends.
He has a blue eye.
He has one blue eye in the front of his head. And how many in the back?
Three.
Yes, because you see, he is absolutely not human, is he? No, he's got tentacles for legs, and he's green with yellow polka dots. He's some sort of creature from the Black Lagoon, like a sea creature. Amanda snickered at the way he spoke. Gavin opened a fresh box of tacks. Do you know what tacks are? They're sharp, pointy things that you use to pin stuff up to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The creature glared. Luke drew an eye on his own forehead. Mr. Creature didn't think that was funny at all. Yeah, because he just has one eye on the front of his head.
"Attention, all scamps, all rascals and fools. For 49 years, I've visited schools. I've collected some tales whose lessons are grave about boys and girls who didn't behave. They'll give you the goosebumps, they'll shiver your skin. Now, pay strict attention. It's time we begin."
Oof. And with that, Mr. Creature reached into his bag. He pulled out a tattered file. Oh, good grief.
First we meet Keith, a hungry young lad. Snacking on glue was a habit he had. He ate so much glue, no amount was too much, that he started to stick to all he would touch. Soon, no one could find the boy underneath of all of the objects that stuck to poor Keith.
So, what have we learned? Do not eat glue, but gross. Who would want to? Oh, Keith. That sounds disgusting. Maybe Keith has never had, like, cookies or carrots or potato chips. Peyton's huge backpack fell over and a dozen glue sticks rolled out.
Uh-oh. Mr. Creature looked very unhappy. Have you heard about Sarah? She crammed all her stuff inside her desk, but enough was enough. Her desk was so full that it started to shake. It rattled and lurched like a minor earthquake. Kids ran for their lives, and the teacher threw fits. And then Sarah's desk blew itself into bits.
Oh, you know, you can't put too much stuff in one place. Can you? No. And some things really ought not to be kept. Wouldn't you agree?
Like what?
Well, she has an empty fizzy can here from soda, right? Mm-hmm. She has a piece of pizza that only has one bite taken out of it, but it looks like it was maybe kind of old and moldy. I don't think she needs to keep that. There's a number of things in here that are just old and need to be gotten rid of. Amanda passed a note to Luke, but Mr. Creature snatched it from her hands.
Kylie, the artist, was always the best at drawing when she should be taking a test. When a dragon she drew looked so real it blew smoke, the children suspected it might be a joke, but the dragon on paper then leapt from the page. It tore through the room in a flame-throwing rage.
What the heck? I think there might be a chance that this teacher, Mr. Creature, is making some of this up. Because there's no such thing as drawing something that comes to life.
But it is kind of funny to think about. Are you not convinced? Did I notice a yawn? In case you're in doubt, do let me go on. Listen up. Have you heard of the daydreamer Zack? His mind wandered off while he took out his snack, so he failed to see the open cage door, and he simply ignored little tracks on the floor.
Oh. My goodness, in this picture we can see that the class animal, in this class they have an animal.
It's a mouse.
It's a hamster. And so we see that the hamster has gotten out of his cage and is wandering over to his snack, which is his sandwich. Oh dear.
And no one else noticed in time to shout, "Freeze!" was that the sandwich he held was of hamster and cheese.
So he's lifting up his sandwich and he's going to take a bite. No, that hamster will jump out of there and probably turn around and squeak, 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 and embarrass him and probably scare him. Luke jumped when he felt a nibble inside his pocket, his shirt pocket. Mr. Creature opened another file.
Kate always carried her backpack with pride. It made a great place for her monkey to hide. Now everyone knows no pets allowed rule. When her monkey escaped, it wreaked havoc at school. Then the children all thought they should bring a pet too. When the school was a mess and it smelled like a zoo.
Wouldn't it be funny if everybody you knew carried a pet with them? Well, you'd have a lot of animal sounds and smells and...
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Gavin quietly tied Amanda's shoelaces together. Uh-oh. Mr. Creature scowled and continued.
Now this impish fellow, whose nickname was Hank, like most little boys, loved to pull a good prank. He brought in a guppy to liven the class, but in days it grew teeth that could chomp right through glass. It wouldn't stop growing. Its skin became dark. Now Hank really wished he'd not brought in a shark.
That's really funny, too. You know, it's pretty much impossible to chomp through glass like that. But you see, you definitely don't want to take in unknown creatures to a classroom. Mr. Creature paused and glanced upon the silent room. Then he reached into his case one last time.
At last, we have Chris, a mischievous sort with a fondness for thieving. I'm sad to report.
Do you know what it means to thieve?
Steal stuff.
To steal, yeah.
It seems the poor boy liked to trick for his treats. Dressed as a monster, he'd scare kids for treats.
Oh dear.
But then he stole candy from a magical gnome, and the trick was on Chris. He could never go home.
Never? Amanda gulped.
Why?
Whispered Peyton.
When he took off his costume, Chris saw the gnome's curse. He had 7 green legs and something much worse. A note explained how for the rest of his days, he'd teach other children about wicked ways. Till he repaid his debt, a creature he'd be. And by now you should know that monster is me.
Oh no! So the creature, the substitute teacher, Mr. Creature, is actually a little boy who had been cursed by magical gnome candy.
Wow.
Cool,
said Luke. I'm sorry, Mr. Creature, said Amanda.
You're the best substitute ever,
said Kevin. Mr. Creature spied the clock on the wall.
It all happened here. Half a century ago, at this very school, I thought you should know. Goodbye, and good luck. My time here is done. I leave you a gift. For each, there is one.
The students of Mrs. Jenkins' class thanked Mr. Creature for the candy and promised never to torment their teacher again. Do you think you would eat his candy? I certainly would not. Then Mr. Creature was gone. Outside, Mr. Creature looked in his case and saw that he had one last piece of candy he'd stolen so many years ago. He just needed someone to give it to. And then he noticed a small old man nearby who wore a funny, familiar hat. Mr. Creature quietly slipped the candy into the man's pocket. As the substitute creature walked slowly down the windy street, he noticed a sweet smell in the autumn air. It was a smell he remembered from long ago.
Oh my goodness, what is going on?
His tentacles tingled as the smell pulled him forward and the world started to spin around him. He began to run to a small house at the end of the street. There, his bike was still leaning by the step, and his dog was still waiting on the lawn. Everything was as if he had never been gone. Chris was home, and just in time for a Halloween treat. Because we can see his mom is pulling cookies out of the oven, and what do the cookies look like?
His costume?
Yeah, they look just like Mr. Creature. They're like tentacled one-eyed monsters.
That is an amazing story. I'm going to say also a very silly story because heavens, we know that none of those things can actually happen, but
it is very spooky to think about. Oh my goodness.
What if those things did happen? Dun, dun, dun. Well, anyways, that's it for today.
The end.
The end.